Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Steph. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as I regard. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
I've been waiting for a minute for my lady, so I can't jeopardize that for one of these hoes. I've been living without limits as far as my business. I'm the only one that's in control. I've been feeling all I given for my children. I will die for those I love. God, I'm willing to make this my mission. Give up the women before I lose half of what I own. I've been thinking about my vision. Pull out my feelings, revealing the layers to my soul. My soul, the layers to my soul. Revealing the layers to my soul.
I wish I would go ahead and fuck my life up. Can't let them get to me. And even though I always fuck my life up, only I can mention it.
See, before I let you go, one last thing I need to let you know. You ain't never seen nothing crazy then. This nigga when he off his Lexapro. Remember that last time in Mexico. Remember that last time the episode. Asking me why the hell I text the code. Four times as to say don't text me, ho. Told you four times don't text me, ho. Now we finna lose all self-control. But you ain't finna be raising your voice to me. Just to leave when we in a Giuseppe store. But I'ma have the last laugh in the end. Cause I'm from a track, I'll check a ho. Yeah, I'ma have the laugh in the end. Cause I'm from a track, I'll check a ho. And I
wish I would go ahead and fuck my life up. Can't let them get to me. And even though I always fuck my life up, only I can mention it. Wish I would go ahead and fuck my life up. Can't let them get to me. And even though I always fuck my life up, convention, man.
This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. Man, you know what it is, man. Sunday, fun day. You are now tuned in with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dial House Radio. I apologize about that. We had a few technical difficulties, but you know what it is, man. And we appreciate you for being here with us. But got a great show lined up for you, get me. I'm at MZ_STL on Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And get at us at Dialhouse Radio. Dialhouse_radio at Twitter. Hey, let me go to my main dude for now. That dude, my dude, Rap Star. What's the deal?
What's popping, everybody? It's your boy Rap Star, the people's choice, man. It's hip hop for real up in here, man. What's up?
So, man, crazy day, you know what it is, but you got to do what you got to do and keep it pushing. And we wait on see Honey Dip to get her, you know what I'm saying? She had the business to tend to, you know what I'm saying? So it might take a little second to drop on the line. But, okay, real quick, I got a lot of shit I want to talk about. I don't know why I'm thinking about it. Okay. Let me start with, black people, black folks. I love when we support things, you know, businesses, restaurants, you know, whatever, clubs, you know what I'm saying, a bank, whatever it is. But just know what it is you represent. I know y'all went out, everybody and their mamas, cousins, aunties, brothers, granddaddies, papa, all that, went to go see the Black Panther. But I have to be clear. For what I've heard people say, I heard it was an awesome movie. Congratulations on breaking the record on that and, you know, doing them kind of numbers. But I got to let y'all know, before you go see it, I'm going to need you to know that the Black Panther movie is not about the Black Panthers, the Black Panther part. And before you go into it thinking that's what it is, I'm going to need y'all to know that's not what it is. It's just not. You have to see it for yourself, you know what I'm saying? But it does celebrate, you know what I'm saying, us, our heritage, things of that nature. So, you know what I'm saying, we can always appreciate that. But I had to say something about that, dog, because I'm looking at people, and they got on Black Panther gear, you know what I'm saying, got on the locs, you know what I'm saying, got on the, you know what I'm saying, the gloves and all that. And I'm looking like, you know,
it's
too much. And I'm like, dude, one does not have to do with the other, and I think people need to know the distinction.
It's a step in the right direction, though. It's cool. It's a step direction. I actually made a post about that. I was like, now we got the Marvel movie Black Panther. Let's have another, you know, movie about the Black Panthers, you know. Shout out to Angela Davis and Huey Newton and Afeni Shakur, you know what I'm saying, man.
But I'm gonna need y'all to support Black Lightning too. I see all people talking about, you know what I'm saying, Black Panther this, Black Panther that, but it's you know what I'm saying, prime time, you know, superhero out there that's showing, I'm sure somewhere in your neck of the woods, you know what I'm saying, check your local cable listings to see where it is. But there is one out there, you know what I'm saying, called Black Lightning. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they are two different things as far as point, but there is a black superhero out there. So, you know what I'm saying? You don't support one, support them all. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't come along too often. So if you're gonna do it, you know what I'm saying, do your thing and do it right. Let me see. I think we're gonna go ahead and we're still waiting on Honey Dip, but I'm gonna go ahead and we'll slide into the Dollhouse announcements, I guess, and pay these bills. Yep. And then when we come back, we're gonna get into, you know what it is, that where they do that at.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at Dollhouse Radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, that was the lovely world too, you know what I'm saying, dropping in on us to keep us, you know, to let us know what we keep it fresh for what we got popping going on here at Dollhouse Radio. But you know what time it is, man. Let's get out into that where they do that at, rap star. I know you got something good for us, my dude.
Oh yeah. I got something for you, man. I got a couple of shit. First off, I wanna get off and talk about we all know that the state of California has legalized recreational marijuana. And, you know, within this country, you know, there was like a war on drugs and a war on marijuana, which, you know, led to unfairly incarceration of course, minority people, black and brown. Well, the city of Oakland, to extend their sympathy and try to wrong their rights for locking people up for the possession and selling of marijuana, are coming out with weed businesses to low-income people in Oakland. So the weed businesses that are actually in the city of Oakland, they are offering jobs to people with low-income housing. They are, not only low-income housing, but people who is, you know, convicted of, you know, cannabis possessions and everything like that. There's this plant specifically called NUG. It's a cannabis company, and it trains these people that they're recruiting to become entrepreneurs in the business of cannabis. So they're actually training them to actually grow the cannabis within the actual business and for them to open up their own greenhouse in the future. This project is called the Equity Program. So anybody who has low-income housing or who been convicted of, you know, possession of marijuana can go to these programs and work with inside a weed factory for them to potentially open up their own greenhouse to legally sell weed. Where they do that at? Oakland, California.
I mean, thinking about it, dog. I don't understand. This is my opinion on that. I think that even if you don't, first of all, if you don't allow it in a recreational form, it should always, always, everywhere be available for medicinal purposes. I have always said that. I say that because it is clinically proven. I, you know what I'm saying? It's clinically proven that it does help certain issues all the way down from something as simple as anxiety to insomnia to, you know, neurological conditions, MS, things of that nature. Cannabis is a formidable opponent when it comes to fighting and aiding people who suffer from those things. So yeah. My thing about that is, if you're going to do something like that, I have personally no problem with that. One, those people have already, some of them have already been convicted. You know what I'm saying? So that's like on the job training, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? They already got certain right. knowledge going into it. And to me, it's not a big crime to me. You know what I'm saying? That's just my
right.
opinion. You know what I'm saying? So you got people out here that's murdering motherfuckers. Let's talk about, you know what I'm saying, the 19-year-old cat, you know what I'm saying, in Florida. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to all those people. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, to me, put it to the use. If you have something, you have to me that it is a skill, because it's some bullshit out here, and then it's the good shit. As long as it's properly, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. So as long as
right.
the people are properly taught to maintain, and they have to do the distribution and things of that nature in an orderly fashion, like the infirmaries. It's not an infirmary. The growing facilities that they have that are popping up everywhere for the places that where it is legal, as long as it is done properly, I don't see anything wrong with it. That's me myself, my opinion.
Right. I think it's definitely step in the right direction for them to open up these programs. I remember when I was in college, my senior year, I was in this one of my professors offered me, he told me to come into this class. He was having a very special guest on the show, and it was actually one of the ambassadors of Mexico. And, of course, we all know that the drug on wars, most of the, you know, drugs was coming in from Mexico. The United States has the receipts for that, just so you know. But he was saying that eventually, later down the line, it's coming, but America is going to legalize weed, if people didn't already know. They're going to legalize weed as a whole for recreation stuff. And they were coming to the conclusion, because they were like, well, we have cigarettes, we have nicotine, tobacco, and we have alcohol that is legal in this country, but it does way more damage to not only the person, but the family and the surroundings as a whole, way more than weed could ever do. You know what I'm saying? So that's a step in the right direction, you know, where they're going to go. But
if you think a person has not fulfilled their debt to society for something that they've done, I mean, personally, me myself, I know someone that is incarcerated right now, you know what I'm saying, you know, affiliated with a drug charge. And he got more time than people out here that have went out here and killed somebody and were able to get a couple years and then were out on probation and were okay to go back free and walk in the streets. I mean, the system with it is so fucked up. If you really want to continue to punish someone for something like that, do it in a fashion that still benefits another party. How about that? Let's think of it like that. Let's say if you're not happy with it, and they only got 2 years, you feel like the minimum, they should have got 5 years. Okay, they got 2 years. Let's say if you put them into this program and they're affiliated with it in any way, how about for the next 3 years to fulfill the whole 5 years that you felt like they should have served out? Make them give a part of the proceeds or profit or income that they're receiving from those facilities to a charity, a organization,
right.
give back to the community.
Right.
There are so many things that can be done. You know what I'm saying? People don't, they
right.
just think about the money game of a person being, because when I look at all them fees, you got fees to put money on the phone. You got fees to give them money on their books to survive in while they're incarcerated. There's so many things that you can do that, you know what I'm saying? You can put it in other places. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, My thing about it is I don't see anything wrong with that. I'm for it. If you can vote on it,
right.
I'm voting with it. I'm with y'all. Get that shit together in Missouri. We need that
right.
heat. Calm these niggas down. 100.
That's a great idea. Moving on to the next topic. This one's kind of comical a little bit. I have recently come upon a story where there are couples, a couple who are Christians, hardcore Christians. I'm not going to get into the whole religious side. I'm not going to get into that. But their whole thing is that they're Christians and they are also swingers. And they are fitness gurus. So they go to the gym and they do the fitness and everything, and they bumped into another couple that was into the same thing, and one thing led to another, and they're hardcore Christians who like to swing. If anybody don't know what swing is, that's when couples have sex with other couples. They swap. And during them having sex, they preach the word of the Bible and to the Lord. Where do they do that at? STL.
Lord, excuse me for laughing at that. It's not funny. That's not funny. But I'm tickled. I just don't understand where they got that philosophy from. I mean, it's you know what? I'm gonna say it like this. There are so many different man-produced versions of the Bible. You kind of have to pick one and kind of ride with it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I forget which one it is. There's one where, you know, there's pedophilia. There's people molesting family members and things of that nature. And this is part of the word. You know what I'm saying? You might not hear it in your particular church, but it's in a version of the Bible because I've seen it from my own eyes. But you're breaking the commandment. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed
funny that you say something about the commandment, because in quote with one of the swingers said, he said in one of the commandments it says, thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's wife. And then he said, well, what if your neighbor wants you to cover, you know, his wife? Quote, unquote, that's what he said. So I'm different. I don't believe in any organized religion made by man, that's just another strike for me to diss him. But at the same time, I'm like, This is ludicrous. This is absolute ludicrous, and this is another thing how people flip something to benefit them of anything, you know, like that. It's absolute ludicrous.
I mean, one more. The devil's advocate about it. I mean, a lot of people use certain things to bend the rules. Things are okay until it doesn't benefit you and your cause and what you're doing in particular. I mean, we all know that, you know, if you follow the word, you know, in church, you're not supposed to, you know, be out here doing your thing, having sex, all that before you marry. How many of us is out here smashing and then got Aaron Reed? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Several times. You know what I'm saying? You got every now and again some people that might save it for that one lucky motherfucker, but hey, them motherfuckers is a dime a dozen. I'm going to tell you that. That shit's a dime a dozen. No bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because most motherfuckers let you have a night where you've been out, you know, stanking and drinking with the homies or something, and you might come home with them or something. I woke up like, who the fuck is this? I ain't going to even lie. Fuck that. Hey, I live. Hey, ain't no, don't judge me. Don't judge me. I'm just saying.
That just caught me off guard that I would actually, you know, when I stumbled across this story, I was just beside myself. I couldn't believe the ignorance that they was actually trying to, you know, doing this and everything. It was just a mess. I was tickled, just like you said, you were tickled.
I mean, shit, but they bend in the rules. They do it every day and found a loophole. Basically, if you look up loophole in the dictionary, it's a picture of him standing like, like loophole.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You right. But you're right. Because motherfuckers out here smashing everything like that, but, you know, they actually using a word to, you know, how they do. But the last story that I have on a serious note, we all know what happened with the school shooting down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the government is actually talking about, I don't know if this is going into fruition or not, but they're actually talking about arming teachers with guns to protect themselves and other students. Where they do that at? Now, STL, tell me what you think about that.
Well, I know they're in the process of, you know, trying to pass the legislation in regards to that. This is my thing. Anybody is susceptible to psychological changes. What if,
right.
It, to me, it's a liability. You're paying me to go in and educate. You're not paying me to, I can't, me as a student, I can't sit there and my math teacher is walking back and forth trying algebra and they got a Glock on their hip. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I think it's more of a liability than anything. You're not even paying a teacher enough to stand in the classroom. If somebody come busting up in there right now, today or tomorrow, you're not giving this teacher any, they got family, they got kids. You know what I'm saying? You're not giving them any incentive, compensation, no nothing to put their life on the line for something like that. If you feel
right.
That way, my friend's son, and I asked her, because he's 16, I asked her how did he feel about it, and he was uncomfortable with that. He, you know what I'm saying, he was like, I wouldn't want to see my teachers walking around with a gun in front of me trying to teach me. I feel the same way. When I was in high school and all that, I don't want to see motherfucking my Spanish teacher walking back and forth with a motherfucking pistol, right, or a rifle sitting on a motherfucking desk or something. Shit, we trying to build the wall right now. I don't know how she's feeling that day. You did. I'm just saying, real talk. I don't know how you feeling that day. You might come in with a vengeance and a whole chip on your shoulder. I don't know what you going through. You know what I'm saying? I don't.
Right.
He said they have armed officers that are in their school all the time. So that's my thing would be sign that into legislation where there should be armed police, because police do side jobs all the time. They do it at the club. You know what I'm saying? They'll get their side gig up at these little clubs and watch these girls in there, you know what I'm saying, shaking their ass and doing their thing and all that. Put the shit in schools where it needs to be. You put it where it's needed. That's where it's needed the most right now. Not at the club. They at the club all the motherfucking time.
The funny thing that you mentioned that, because my high school, shout out to Willow Hills High School, we had not only metal detectors, but we had armed police. Like, we had the borough police come to the school. We had gang problems and teachers and assistant principals was getting beat up by students, but they ended up actually having the borough police come in and sit in the school and patrol the hallways and everything like that. I think that's a little bit too extreme. You know, having police officers, I don't like the police at all. Anybody who knows me, you know, I don't like the police at all. But if that's what you're going to do, rather than arming, you know, a teacher with a gun and everything like that, there's teachers who are in military who are licensed to gun, and they don't carry around the school. So I think that it would be a good look to have off-duty policemen, or if you're feeling that, you know, filling that role, you know, go get, you know, actual policemen actually police the school. If you're dealing with all that, then you wouldn't really actually have these tragedies for real, because you would have a strong defense on your, you know, rather than be, you know, defenseless, you know, and having all these tragedies coming around. So, you know, that would be a good look. Like I said, I don't like the police, but if that's how you're going to go, that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, they, at the end of the day, they're going to treat things accordingly as to how they want it to go. At the end of the day, we know this. And first and foremost, cut out all the political shit. It definitely should be about these kids, because it's a scary thing out here. But, hey, what we're going to do is, man, we're going to cut things a little short, you know what I'm saying? I'm to those out there who can hear what's going on, we're having some problems with Blog Talk Radio. We want to apologize on behalf of Dollhouse Radio. Not sure what's going on. We'll have to take care of that. And if you're trying to call in or listen to it online, we apologize about the inconvenience. And you guys just, we appreciate you. Make sure you chime in with us next week. We'll be here 7 Eastern, 6 Central, and we'll see you then. Go ahead and give them your information. You know what I'm saying? If anybody's able to hear this on demand, or if anybody's able to stream it, Rapstar, go ahead and drop that on them.
Yeah. You can hit me up at Facebook, Cameron Cortez. You can hit me up on also my Facebook fan page, Rapstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, The Resurrection of Hip Hop. I'm on YouTube as well. My latest music video, Lyrical Addiction, over 4,000 plays right now. Go see it. Hit me up on Rapstar412 and also Twitter, Rapstar412. Also SoundCloud, Rapstar, R-A-P-S-T-A-R-R. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, we love y'all. We appreciate y'all. And we're going to work this out. We're going to see what's popping. We're going to get this shit together. We appreciate you. We'll see you next week, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. All talking about Dollhouse Radio. We out.